to be or not to be? That is the question. Whether this nobler in the mind to suffer, the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing end them to die, to sleep no more. And by a sleep to say we end the heartache and a thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. This a conception devoutly to be wished, to die, to sleep perchance to dream, aye, there's a rope. For in that sleep of death what dreams may come, when we have shuffled of this mortal coil, must give us pose. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time, the oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love, the law's delay, the insolence of office, and the spurns that patient merit of the unworthy takes, when he himself might his quietus make with a bare bodkin? Who would faddles bear to grunt and sweat under a weary life, but that the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country, from whose spawn not travellers return, puzzles the will, and makes us rather bear those ills we have than fly to others that we know not of. Thus conscience does make cowards of us all, and those the native hue of resolution is sickly nowhere, with the pale cast of thought, and enterprise is a great pitch and moment. With this regard, the current turn away, and lose the name of action. Soft you now, the fair Ophelia, nymph in the horizons, be all my sins remembered.